Hello, everyone. This is ENVP Linda Parker. This is just a quick call to help you with some booking tips. Tips on booking your calendar, getting your calendar full. We know the key to success is two parties a week. And I remember that feeling of I would be out every night if I could just get, you know, if I could have a party every night, I would go do it. So let's get the ball rolling and let's pack your calendar as full as we can. So the first tip that I'm going to give you is tip number one is get your calendar as full as you possibly can. If we want to hold two a week, then you're going to want to book three or four a week in that week. And you know what? If you actually hold every party that you have, you probably won't have to book and get on the phone and ask for bookings for quite some time. So while you're in the mode, here's what I'm going to say. Pack your calendar as much as you can in the next 4 weeks. Tip number two is have a list in front of you of exactly who you're going to call and their phone numbers so that when you get down to calling, you've done all the planning beforehand, you've written it out, maybe you're doing it tonight before you go to bed, so tomorrow over your lunch break you're going to make those calls or on your drive home or while you're sitting in the carpool line, you're going to make sure that you call those. I'm going to tell you, if you've been in the business a while, here's some people I would put on my list. I would put on the list some great past hostesses. Number one, I guarantee you that not everyone they know and not everyone they invited probably came to their party. So you can call them and let them know it's Hostess Appreciation Month. I thought of you right away because you had such a fabulous party and I wanted to make sure you got the perks of Hostess Appreciation Month. You know, you can say it's February or make up whatever month it is, but you could say, you know, this month happens to be February. You can say it's February and we're spreading the love by really, you know, taking care of our past hostesses. And I wanted to call you first and give you first dibs on my calendar because here's what that you're going to get as because it's Hostess Appreciation Month. And throw out, you know, we have the grab bags this month, you guys. Buy those and break it up into two or three bags. It costs you $30, and you could break that up into three bags. So it's costing you $10 to say, oh, my goodness, you're going to get a grab bag valued between $50 and $75. Just for being, that's a thank you in addition to everything else you get. Wanted to call you first to give you first dibs on my calendar. So make your list of who are you going to call, names and phone numbers, maybe past hostesses, maybe great friends. This is a tip that worked for me really well. In this business, we always have cancellations. So what happened is, you know, you'd have those names that you keep carrying over. They say, oh, it doesn't work this month, call me next month. So I had like 8 or 10 names. And I remember calling going, I am going to get these people either on my calendar or off the fence. I just hate bringing the names over month to month. So I called them, and you guys, it's up to you to create that urgency in your calendar. And I said, oh, my goodness, Betty, I'm so glad, actually, that it worked out that we haven't been able to get a date because this month Arvon is offering the most incredible thing to people to host in February. This is the Share the Love month, and they are offering grab bags of two hostesses between $50 and $75 in value in addition to the host rewards you're already going to get. And I had to call you, and I'm actually glad it didn't work out. So what date works for you? Let's get it on the calendar this month so that you get to get all these extra goodies. What date is good for you? So you guys, I think a lot of it is really making them feel like, oh my gosh, it's a great deal. I have to do it this month. Create that own urgency in your own calendar. Maybe you're listening to this call in March or April. Make up your theme for that month. You are Arvon to them. Create, this is your own business. So create your own special, your special that month. Maybe you're going to have a product of the month that say when you book this month, you're going to get the body firming cream for $10. Or whatever you want, choose to select that you're going to give out, that whether it comes, you know, you buy that on the retail side to make up the difference, or maybe you're going to use your 100 for 20s that you get from your reorders and you're getting 100 for 20s and that's how you pay for it. Anything like that, I always looked at as advertising. I didn't put ads in papers, didn't do anything like that. So to me, this was my advertising. It got me in front of 5 people. So that's another tip. You guys, smile, put a mirror by your phone, and expect that people are going to book. Know that it's exciting. But as you're making that list, put what I call high probability people. Increase your odds. Great past hostesses. Call those people that had canceled and say, great, this is a great time, Hostess Appreciation Month. The other thing I want you to do are, who are people that know you and love you and would do you a favor? If you said, I'm in a challenge that I have to have 10 parties this month. Would you please, and you can say, I already have six or I already have whatever. I only need four more. Will you be one of those four? Maybe you call and say, I'm in a challenge to have four parties in the next 2 weeks, and I've got two, and I only need two more. Will you please be one of those two? Would you do that for me? Here's what it is. You only have to get three or four friends over. And you know what? If you have more friends than that, let's book two. You could actually be both of my parties. You guys, sometimes it's in your verbiage. You know, I would say, now you only get to invite five people. That's all. And if they said, well, I have more friends, I'd say, well, you know what? We better book two parties. Why don't we do one on Wednesday and one on Thursday? That way you only clean your house once. And you guys, this isn't even a launch party. It's just a party. And I'll say, you know what? If we do 500 at each of those parties, you're going to get $400 worth of products. You're going to be able to get your complete RE9 set for $80, you know, so whatever it is. And then plus she's going to get to pick more. So make it exclusive. Be excited. Call people that know you and love you and give them your why. You know, if it's my sister I'm calling, I may say, you know, Sandy, you know that how much I'm calling to ask a favor. You know I'm doing Arbonne because we need the extra money, and we really need this. And you could really help me out, and I need your help. If you'll just get four or five of your friends over, I'm going to give you an 80% discount on the products. I'm going to offer everyone that's there a 20% discount on the products. It helps me. It helps them. It helps you. Can I count on you to help me out? What are you doing on Saturday? You know, this is what I found. You know, and then when you get the objection, well, I just don't know when. Let me check with my friends, and I'll get back to you. Then I say, you know what? The first thing your friends are going to ask you, your friends are going to say, when is it? So let's go ahead and put a date down on the calendar. When you call your friends to invite them, if it's bad for most of them, then we'll reschedule. And they go, oh, yeah, that's true. I said, so let's get it down on the calendar. And if they say, well, I want to do it in March, I'll say, you know what, we can do it in March and I can pencil you in, but I will tell you this, this special is only available in February, and I'd love for you to get that because it's such an amazing deal. Is there any time, maybe even over lunch, we can come to it over your lunch break. You guys, be excited, create urgency, make it sound like they really do matter. You know, I've got 4 dates left to book. I needed to get 10 parties. I got six, only have 4 dates left. Would you be one of the four? Or maybe you say, in the next 2 weeks, I only have 2 dates left. Now, that doesn't mean that they need to know they're your only 2 dates because, you know, Johnny has a baseball game or whatever, you're working, you're out of town. But you can say, I have 2 dates left in the next 2 weeks, and it would so help me out if you could take one of those. And then give them the benefits to booking quickly. And say, here's what I found. I found that sometimes the short-term, the quick parties are the best parties. Because if you called me, and let's say today is Thursday, and you called me today and said, what are you doing Saturday? I'd say, nothing, I'm free. Great, come to my house. We're going to have some fun in the morning. Come on over about 10. We're going to do an Arbonne party. It'll take a couple hours. We'll have a great time. Or if you call me and say, what are you doing Saturday? And you know what, Johnny has a baseball game. Oh, okay, well, I'm having an Arbonne party. I wanted to see if you could come. Well, I'd rather do that than go to Johnny's baseball game, but no, I'm not going to make it this time. People, and so you just call till four or five people are free. Or better yet, maybe you're saying, I don't know that many people. Do you know two friends? And then tell each of those two friends to bring a friend. That's a party. So you guys, keep it simple. Pick up the phone. Before you go to bed tonight, write down at least 10 to 15 people that you're going to call. Start with those high probability and call those 10 to 15 people in the next 24 hours. Then I want you to do the same thing tomorrow night. I want you to write down the names and phone numbers of 10 to 15 people. So when you get up in the morning, you're taking that with you, and before you go to bed at night, you're going to make sure you've called those 10 to 15 people. Now, whether you squeeze it in the nooks and crannies and call when you can, or you dedicate 30 minutes each day and say, you know what, I don't have a party tonight, so from 7 to 7:30 tonight, I'm going to work. I'm going to go lock myself in my bedroom or wherever I have to go. Maybe I'll go sit in my car in the driveway. I'm going to make calls for 30 minutes, as many calls as I can make. And you guys, if you want to book 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, you're going to have to probably call between 40 and 60 people. And it's okay. But you know what? You're starting to create a commotion in your business. Some people may say, no, not right now. But you know what? Call me back in a month or two. you're going to jot those names down to call them back in a month or two and say, okay, I have you down in March. I'm going to call you that first week in March. Okay, Betty? Awesome. Thanks so much. Can't wait to talk to you again. Boom. On to the next one. So now when you flip your calendar for March, you already have a list of people that you're going to be calling the first week in March. You're starting that commotion. So part of it is be prepared. Know who you're going to call. Be expectant when you call. Like, oh, my gosh, I have a gift. Who do you know that wouldn't love 80% off on their skincare or their nutrition products or their vitamins or anything? I don't know anybody. You guys, I did my first party because I wanted the discount. Love the products, but I wasn't about to pay full price. Who do you know like that? Put that down on your list. Who do you know that loves the bargain that they post on Facebook? Hey, there's a sale at Gap, 20% off. You should be calling them and say, you got to host an Argonne party because you're going to get 80% off and all your friends are going to get 20%. They're going to be thanking you after this party. So, guys, be expectant, be prepared, and then bottom line, pick up the phone and start calling. Do it tomorrow, do it the next day, and do it the day after that, and the day after that, and just keep calling. It's not so much what you say. I've done horrible verbiage and booked, and I've done great verbiage and didn't book. It's more about the fact that you're making the calls. Remember, it's your priority, not theirs. Don't prejudge. You know, Christina Hayford did her first party. I think her baby, that Jada, was a week old. So don't think, oh, she just had a baby. I can't call her. Say, you know what? I'd love to come pamper you, bring some friends, and just have some, you know, get some time, adult time. You know what? I would have loved that after having a baby, new, brand new baby. So don't prejudge people. Call. Let them decide. So, you guys, here's to your awesome booking to fill your calendar. I'm also, there's so many great calls on hostess coaching and booking out of your parties. This is just that initial booking. So make the call, set aside the time until your calendar is bursting at the seams. And then, and only then, can you stop calling for bookings, because now you're going to be busy doing your hostess coaching and things like that, and you'll be calling for those reasons. So I know you can do it. I believe in you. Here's to an incredibly full calendar and massive bookings for an incredible month. I'll talk to you soon. Love you.